Dillon Brothers Harley Davidson has the new 2017 models in stock right now. Come take a look, or better yet, take one for a ride. More power, smoother ride, come feel it for yourself.
Dillon Brothers, grab your freedom, come on, let's ride.
You're listening to Game Time with Nick Baugh on 1620 The Zone, Zone app, and 1620thezone.com. Powered by Nissan of Omaha, from the College World Series Omaha Baseball Village. Here's Nick Baugh.
NBA Finals, right? Is that what we got? NBA Finals. It's NBA Finals right now. According to this song, just conditioned with that. Just like whenever I hear Michael Jackson, "Can You Feel It?" And I'm like, Nebraska, a game starting. Nebraska football game starting right now.
How many times do you hear that song when you're not at a Nebraska football
game? Never.
That's what I thought.
Never been like,
all right, it's that special time of the night. It's the last song. We're going to play. Michael Jackson, "Can You Feel It?" by
that. Like, that never happens, all right? That never, ever happens. Or you're at a wedding, like, all right, it's the first dance for the bride of the groom. It's Michael Jackson, "Can You Feel It?" That's never happening. Okay?
To be fair, you don't also hear, "It's Humble" by Kendrick Lamar. Grab that special someone.
I'd be all about that. That'd be fantastic for me. 1620 Zone 10 is your chance to win a 2017 Nissan Rogue from Nissan of Omaha and meat from Just Good Meat. All right, we got an injury report presented by Ortho Nebraska, your destination for orthopedic care. Ortho Nebraska, journey on. The good news, once again, no injuries to report. A&M TCU, a little elimination game action here this afternoon. Then the nightcap you would think is going to be good in Louisville and Florida. Heck, we thought last night was supposed to be good. And, what is 13-1? At TD Ameritrade Park is the equivalent of like 92-27 in like football for like an Iowa game or something like that, or
it
a Wisconsin game. I mean, seriously,
gosh,
13-1.
And the thing about it was, in the fifth inning, it was 1-0. It was 1-0 in the fifth inning.
Yeah, things escalated
State
quickly.
Scratched across a couple runs.
Yeah,
then of course hit that grand slam, and I mean, normally when you get a hit grand
when you
slam,
get a grand slam, yeah, I mean,
you're probably not gonna
behind
win
a
that
lot
game
of 13 in yes. 13 run games, you know, for in terms of TD Ameritrade Park, it's probably gonna be something like that, but
wasn't pretty.
They're 56-4 now. 56-4. I don't care what sport you're playing, what league you're playing in, how old you are. If you're 56-4, I don't care if we're talking about like your kid's soccer team. Like,
and they've won 23 in a row.
That's unbelievable.
See, and I think, I mean, I wonder what the line would be on Oregon State's chances to just sweep the field.
Yeah.
They're that good.
Yeah, I know. Now they're off till Friday. They get to continue to rest their arms and all. It just,
I mean,
feels like that.
In all reality, against Fullerton on Saturday, they played like crap.
Yeah.
They played horrible by their standards.
I know. And they still tried.
And they still won.
That's the mark of a good team. So, A&M TCU elimination game, no injuries to report, presented by Ortho Nebraska, your destination for orthopedic care. Ortho Nebraska, journey on. So, I didn't get a chance to tackle this story yesterday because we had a kind of an abbreviated show and it was dominated by Nebraska recruiting, but did have some interesting news that is kind of continually dominating the NBA, circuit right now. Is over the weekend, according to Adrian Wojnarowski, Paul George has told the Indiana Pacers he plans to leave in 2018 when he's a free agent, and that he prefers the Lakers. Pretty juicy stuff there. And this is going to set forth an interesting domino for now and moving forward. Because if you're Indiana, you have the value of knowing Paul George isn't coming back to Indiana after this year, so you have the opportunity to trade him and get something fairly substantial in return. Got to trade him and get something. You sit on him and he leaves, you get nothing. That'd be stupid. And the trade I've always thought about and mentioned before on this show is, you know, Kevin Love for Paul George. Cavs send Love to Indiana, and George, the Cavs kind of rent Paul George for a year. And you say, all right, LeBron, Kyrie, and Paul George try and make a run at Golden State. And, you know, there are reports over the weekend that Indiana and Cleveland have had preliminary conversations where that – they're trying to move on this trade. Zach Lowe has said that Indiana wants to kind of make this move for Paul George fairly quickly. And I think if you're Cleveland, you sell out to try and do this. And that's what's so frustrating about the David Griffin parting ways last night is you need to move on this fast. And it's like I'm envisioning the Cavs front office just being like the phone ringing and no one's answering it and like no one's in there. Like the lights aren't even on. Like that's how I'm envisioning the Cavs front office right now.
Like you ever been on hold? with somebody for so long.
But you're
not really on hold. The phone just keeps ringing, and eventually the operator will come on.
Yeah.
The phone is ringing, but there is no answer. Options are to hang up or to hold or to hang on the line.
Yeah,
probably what's going on at the Cavs office right now.
I'm sorry, you've reached Cleveland. We don't have a GM currently, so your options are to trade Paul George to L.A. Thanks, and go Cavs. Like, that's what that'd be like, the outgoing messages right now. But I think, you know, Cleveland, I think you got to sell out and try and do this. He's a long athletic wing defender. He's a great scorer. It's going to allow LeBron to rest a little bit, not have to guard Durant when they do see Golden State. He's a better three-point shooter than Kevin Love. And I think against Golden State, you match up with the team better with Paul George. It's a no-brainer for Cleveland. I've always been high on Paul George. And the question is Kevin Love enough to get Paul George? Because now that Paul George's intentions are known and Indiana now shops him around a bit, you never know what other teams are going to be able to bring to the table. Because the thing that Cleveland has going for them is they are fine with just renting him for a year because LeBron's contract's up after next year, and who knows what he'll do. And like I said, it's kind of trending towards he's going to leave. So it's almost like two people meeting and, you know, one girl saying, hey, I'm leaving. I'm going overseas for a year after a month. And he's like, sweet, I am too. So it doesn't matter if we kind of fall in love. We're going to move on anyways. Cleveland's operating in the short term more so than anyone. So the fact that Paul George has said he wants to ultimately sign with the Lakers doesn't really bother or scare Cleveland at all. Whereas some other teams, they might get spooked by that. They're like, damn, do we need to, like, say you're Milwaukee, and you're like, all right, we can send Jabari Parker, Middleton, and a first rounder. The only issue is Paul George is gone after a year. You know, what's the point in renting Paul George for a year? I mean, you kind of mortgage your future if that's the case. So I think even though Kevin Love is all they can realistically offer. I mean, they can, if they want to throw Shumpert in there or something like that. But the problem is Cleveland doesn't have a lot of they have no draft picks this year. They don't have a lot of young players. It's the oldest roster in the NBA. There's not a lot of great tradable, movable pieces on that team. And it feels like, God, Kevin Love doesn't seem like a great trade for Paul George. But by the same token, what else are you realistically going to get? And I do think, much like Chris Bosh was marginalized after being with the Big Three, Kevin Love's a lot better than people want to. People make him out to be like, I mean, Kevin Love next year for Indiana averages 20-10, like right away. And he's better than people think he is. So I think Cleveland's still in a decent spot with Kevin Love. I mean, Love's still an A player in this league, and the Cavs are fine with the idea of renting Paul George for a year. But there also are reports that the Cavs were inquiring about Jimmy Butler. So it sounds like they're kind of dead set on potentially moving Love and trying to get another athletic wing, which I think is what they need to do. Not that I'm anti-Love. I just think you got to look at the landscape of the league, who you're trying to take down, and think about how you need to construct your team to be able to do that. So I'm telling you, man, it's interesting to see all the moving and shaking that's going on in the NBA right now, as we're just a couple of days away from the NBA draft. You'd imagine there's going to be some posturing to get things set for when free agency comes with trading at draft picks, whatever. So things are going to be pretty exciting here for the next couple of weeks in the NBA. And this is fun. This is absolutely fun. 402-951-1620, Hardy's Hotline, open for you. You can email the show, nick@1620thezone.com, or hit me on Twitter, @NickBaugh. All right, still to come, Andy Kindy at 12 o'clock. We got three and out to get to. I'll give you my latest installment of the NFL Network's Top 100 list. Just annoys me. We'll do that, which I always enjoy. But coming up next, let's take a break. Let's catch up with Robin Wash at HuskerOnline.com. Talk a little Huskers next here on 1620 The Zone.